morning. We're continuing Chayyotim, Chalchav Aleph, Semen Yud Gimel. And we're looking at the three types of Mesiris Nefesh, three types of Kiddush Hashem, which a person has done through Mesiris Nefesh. And the first one was Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raos, and Shefichas Damim. Now, in some versions of the Chayyotim, which in not all standard versions of the Chayyotim, there's a sentence which we did not read. I would like to read that sentence to you, talk about it. That the Chayyotim says that this halacha that a person has a chiyuv to give up his life, not to transgress, in the case of a raos, v'loy al habi'ila levad, not only in the actual sin of actually having relations with a woman, physical relations with a woman, elafila al chibuk v'nishik, but even if a person would hug or kiss an erva, shall call her a raos. A nida, a woman who's a nida as well, has it done like an erva. So even if the person is not doing the actual maisa of cohabiting with the woman, but rather she'ein bo el alav, these are not the chiyuv koris. These are only a lav in the Torah. The lo sikru bo lagaloi serva, a person should not get close to anything which has connection to gilui raos. So according to the opinion of the Rambam, that's a mitzvah say deraisa, that a person iser deraisa, a person to do chibuk v'nishik to a woman who's an erva. Filohachi hadin the yaharig bal yaver. So even so, the person has to give up his life rather than do the severa. So this concept is referred to in halacha as something called abizrayhu. Abizrayhu is sometimes translated as the dust, which when you have the actual avera, and then you have the sort of like that would be like the actual item, and then you have the little pieces which fleck off, which come off of it, the dust of it, which also is considered that same item. So you have a poison, and then you have a little bit of moisture which comes off of the poison. So that's also poison. Now, if the person takes the full poison, so it totally kills his system. He's chayiv misa. He is chayiv koris. The person takes a much lesser dose of it, so he's only chayiv, but it definitely is a lav. So the chiddush of Abizrayu is that just like on the primary aveira, there's a halacha of yehareg v'yaver, so on the secondary expressions of the aveira as well, there's a halacha of yehareg v'yaver, that a person should allow himself to be killed and not to transgress this aveira. And the more applies the concept of Abizrayu not only to Argilia Rayas, the more applies it to Shrichas, to Avodah Zarah as well. The more discusses being misrape, using herbs from Avodah Zarah, or being misrape with doing some type of a belief in Avodah Zarah to allow a person to heal and recover from an illness, even if that is only prohibited on the Torah level as a lav, the person is not allowed to go against that lav and save his life, because it's better a person should be killed rather than transgress the Isser of Avodah Zarah by Shvichas Damim. The Gemara says a person should let himself be killed. He should fall into a kifshan eish than he should be mevayeh somebody berabim. The Gemara says why? Kol kach lama? Because when you embarrass somebody berabim, so his face turns white. He turns red and then he turns white. The color drains from his face. So the color drains from his face. He's losing some of the blood. It's simply tantamount to some level of ritzicha. So it's not true ritzicha. The person's still alive. He's still walking. He's still functioning. Tomorrow he can go back to whatever. But at this moment, you've taken away some of his chiyus. So that's Abizrayu of Tosis says we know that there are three things that you give up your life for. Well, we have the halacha of kipshan eish for you're not being malvin penecha berabim. So Tosis says in one answer that is a form of ritzicha, and therefore there's no need to list it separately. It's part of the Abizrayu of ritzicha. So this concept of Abizrayu applies not only to Avodah Zarah and to Gilui Raos, but also to Shrichas Damim. Interesting, when the Paiskim discussed the question about shaking a woman's hand, Part of the question is, do we look at the act of shaking as an act of kreva l'rayus? A person is, if it's done for the purpose of becoming friendly and close to the person, so that would be a form of kreva l'rayus. So that would be touching an erva for the purpose of making a emotional connection with the person, and that would be a problem of which a person with the halacha would be yehareg val yavor. A person would have to give up his life rather than to do that. Or just we look at it, it's so perfunctory that it's not considered an act of kreva l'rayus, and it'll only be osamir rabbanon, and then the makam, there's a makam of parnasa, tzarech, etc. Maybe there's ways to be moderate. So that is a discussion. How do we look at an act of a handshake? Do we see that as a form of a kreva l'rayus, which would then be, even though it's only iser lav, the raisa, according to the Rambam, it's only a lav, but yeharag val yavor, obviously a person would not be able to say, I need it for my pranasa, if the halacha is yeharag val yavor. So that is the depth of that question, and that's, in some versions of the Chayyadim, this thought is included over here as well. Have a good day.